out with a free type of deal.
Well, it was really, especially how excited I was.
Different. I mean, you know,
no, it is. To me, there was because, you know, we went through all preseason. You make the team. You're excited to go. I mean, it's opening day, and you have a slip like that, that puts you out for, you know, an extended period of time. It's been a really challenging time for me. You know, just because, like you said, it wasn't something I went and had a big hit or something like that, a cool story I could tell everybody. It was something very, very weird that happened, and a lot of coaches told me it's one of the weirdest things they've ever seen. Yeah.
Do you think you'll have a chance to play this week, or is you just getting into the
We'll see. You know, we'll see. Today it's Monday. You know, we'll see how I feel today and go from there, you know.
Spencer, how much do you think your versatility helped you stick around? Well, you know, you were hurt for six, seven weeks, whatever it was, but they kept you on the active roster and not put you on IR. Josh had talked about that. How much do you think your versatility helped you?
You know, I hope it helped. You know, obviously there was something that they saw that they didn't feel like going into these games here that they could use me. And you know, yeah, obviously it makes you feel really good. It shows you where you stand a little bit with the guys upstairs and with the coaching staff.
Physically is one thing I get back, but mentally, how have you been keep yourself sharp, and keep yourself ready, you know, get back for this moment?
I haven't changed my what I did, everything that I'd be doing if I was going to play, if we were going to play. So I've watched all the film. I've been in every meeting. I've been in every walkthrough. I've physically with Coach Tootin, I've been able to. It's probably more challenging mentally than anything I'll face out there at practice. So that's what I tried to do to keep myself mentally ready to play, just not change my routine at all as if I were playing.
What was that like in that locker room in Cincinnati? I mean, you're getting ready for opening day. I'm sure you knew right away it was pretty serious.
Yeah, well, as soon as I went back, we got x-rays and we came back and the doctor told me what had happened. Yeah, it was. I watched the game in the locker room by myself with ice on my shoulder. Yeah, for 3 hours. It was a wonderful win, you know. But it was very hard to see everybody coming in at halftime, not being able to, be part of it.
Was